Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program and more, with your host, physician and surgeon, microbiologist, preventive medicine and hygiene physician, and Surgeon General, Dr. Jewel Pogue.
Greetings and welcome. I'm back, and this is my second show. Every Monday, come and sit with me, and I'm so excited. So if you're interested in asking questions, call me at 347-215-9531. That's 347-215-9531, and you can always join in that. So what are we talking about today? We are leaving off where I left off yesterday, last week, and that was self-control, the secret to life's success. Self-control, the secret to life's success. So, you know, this is a big concern because everybody's interested in just, quote, doing my thing. And my thing, maybe it's your thing, but I'm definitely into my thing. And I think there's one of the main internet providers here that uses that kind of language as far as what they're able to provide for you. But is doing my thing in the best interest of me? Is it the best interest of you? This is what we're going to have to find out. And it is a quality of brain development. A quality of brain developed. So therefore, let's look at this a little bit before we go to our sponsor. Self-control, it is the secret to life's successes. Yes, it is. So I tell you, as far as I'm concerned, my capacity to be able to get here and sit with you has been a journey. All the things in my life that I've done, things that I said yes to, no to, and followed through so that I could literally sit in a seat and be in front of this microphone to talk to you has been learning self-control. The choices that I had to make were needed for me to focus on self-control. Now, I didn't start out having self-control. Thank goodness my parents, my innate childhood environment provided that to me, even though I wanted to do my thing, okay? And it was always brought to my attention that you do your thing, okay, if you're going to do our thing. And I was like, well, what did that really mean? I know that my relationship with everybody else was based on everybody, including me, that I could literally do it. Because that was the language, that was not the teaching. So therefore, most of us feel as though, you know, if I can't do my thing, okay, and you want me to do your thing, then that's the problem for me. Because we don't recognize that energetically we are all one. Genetically, we are all one. As a species, we are all one. Did you check that out? Species, genetically, energetically, we're all one. So for self-control is to cut us out of what we want to do. It's really to allow us to create together so that everybody gets more than they could be by themselves. So let's develop this further. I'll be back right after this message.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain. nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Oh, yes. Self-control, the secrets to life success. Okay. Well, I just want to finish that story of mine. So it has a lot of little important ramifications. So any of you that are listening who are teachers or counselors or really working with young children, it is so important that you do an assessment of who that little person is in front of you. And find out, well, who do they think they are and what do they think they're here on the planet for? This is such an important question. The two of those questions, I don't care what you know, or I don't care what you're counseling them for, that should be the first establishment you want to be clear about. Now, you have to understand that there's such a big war, that World War II, it was so important that everybody had to still be treated like a soldier. You had to just do what you were told and keep it line and in check, because that was how things went through the war, and it continued even though this was supposed to be post-war. Well, in school, I went to through a free educational system at that time. Okay, the teacher had lesson plans, and all the students were given information, in quote, period of time measured by what? That machine known as a chronometer on the wall, normally in the classroom. And so, therefore, if you happen to be a person who had a brain that was very fast, I always did. I always had one. I was like, okay, we'd snap this out in no time, and I would do that. So instructions are you just then sit quietly, not to look at anybody else. Don't disturb them while they're working until the teacher acknowledges that it's time to move on to the next assignment. And that's how it was every day in school. Whew, this brain of mine, I was like, okay, I'm finished. All right. I hand my work in, bring my hand. And let the jump through, okay, and still in all, you're just supposed to sit there. I didn't have self-control then. I really did not. And so I would like, okay, how you doing on your work? Oh, look, what are you doing over there? Okay, and of course, now you hear me talking, and the teacher is like, Jewel, and of course, you get quiet. And you just sit there. You're still twiddling your thumbs, whatever else, and again, and it's like, all right, and the time seems like it is passing 1 minute every century, of course, in my little brain, and so not having that self-control and capacity, the inner communication, again, I would talk to the person ahead of me or around me, it would be like, oh, Jewel, okay, you have to go to the closet. I spent time in primary school in the closet on a stool in the corner. Okay, amazing. However, I thought that it was very interesting that, of course, I didn't have to slow my brain down or anything, and my mind poured all different type of directions relative to my environment, and I appreciated the fruit of mine.
Dr. Jewel, can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm sorry I have to interrupt you, but your audio has been going in and out this whole time, so I'm going to need for you to call in as the host. I'm going to text you the call-in number. Please call in because the audio is going in and out on the streaming portion of your audio.
All right. So thank you.
Okay. I'm on.
Greetings, and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program and more with your host, physician and surgeon, microbiologist, preventive medicine and hygiene physician, and Surgeon General, Dr. Jewel Pogue. Thank you for sharing this hour with us. You've been listening to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour on the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Pierman here every Tuesday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your email to info@thejewelnetwork.net. Thank you. Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook. You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neuronutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron. What does the 21st century hold for you? The opportunity to create all you desire in this 21st century is awaiting you in Alaska. Come, join Dr. Jewel and the world-famous Stephanie South from the Law of Time in Anchorage in Fairbanks, Alaska, September 17th through September 23rd for a total life-transforming experience under the Northern Lights auroras. Visit www.juis.education or call 770-383-2112 for details. Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program and more with your host, physician and surgeon, microbiologist, preventive medicine and hygiene physician, and Surgeon General, Dr. Jewel Pogue. What does the 21st century hold for you? The opportunity to create all you desire in this 21st century is awaiting you in Alaska. Come, join Dr. Jewel and the world-famous Stephanie South from the Law of Time in Anchorage in Fairbanks, Alaska, September 17th through September 23rd for a total life-transforming experience under the Northern Lights auroras. Visit www.juis.education or call 770-383-2112 for details. Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook. Thank you for sharing this hour with us. You've been listening to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour on the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Pierman here every Tuesday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your email to info@thejewelnetwork.net. Thank you. Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program and more with your host, physician and surgeon, microbiologist, preventive medicine and hygiene physician, and Surgeon General, Dr. Jewel Pogue.
Greetings, and how are you? And welcome to the show. I am so excited. This is the second show, and I'm finishing up from the last show. We're talking about self-control. Now, I have a wonderful article here I'm going to share with you and my own experiences with why self-control is the secret to life success. Now, self-control is very interesting, and I've been contemplating on this, and I was like, okay, when do we learn self-control? When does that start? Okay, my conscious awareness of it started when I was in primary school. But having gone through studying, a career in obstetrics, gynecology, surgery, okay, the list goes on, I recognize that it starts in the uterus. Self-control starts in the uterus while your body is actually forming. Amazing, but it does. And so how have I seen that play out? So mothers-to-be, take a listen to this. We have people who say this, okay, I'm pregnant, that's wonderful, and they don't have a correlation in their mind that how they live and what they do is going to be reflected back to them through the behavior of the baby. So it's like, oh, I just used to being up all night, I go to bed about 2 a.m. in the morning, you know, I don't get up until about 11 or so, and, you know, I just do my thing. And so guess what? They have a wonderful baby, no problems with the delivery, and this baby, for no reason, will sleep in the daytime. No, excuse me, in the nighttime, it went all night, and it gets totally excited, et cetera, starting about 11 o'clock. And therefore, usually about 2 or 3 in the morning, if it's not picked up, if it doesn't get nerves or whatever else, it is literally hell to pay the captain for the parents. And they're like, this baby just won't sleep. And, oh, my God, what's wrong with it? What's wrong with me? And then it's the whole list of things you go through. Is it the milk? You know, I'm so tired. And then, of course, it becomes the milk because you're so tired and you have to do what you do in the daytime. And then you're not able to rest enough to make enough milk for night because now you're up and the baby wants to be up. And it is a real menagerie. And I recognize that so many mothers, they didn't have success with their breastfeeding like they wanted to. And just because they didn't recognize that at the time of conception, it begins the training process. It begins the conditioning process to allow the fetus to begin to learn your reality. The mother is teaching reality and all the principles that are necessary to prepare the child for existing on its own, that is, it's not connected any longer with the umbilical cord, to live in the environment that she created. So normal to the baby is what was normal to the mother. And if the mother involves herself in lifestyles and habits that are not in her best interest, not in accordance with the lifestyle that she would like to live with the baby, then when the baby's born, there's going to be antagonistic behavior. And I've seen this over and over and over again. So the baby wants to sleep all day, and she's like, okay, what are we going to do? You know, my breast is filling up with milk, and then, you know, baby doesn't really feed, and then it's not at night, and that's what it wants to feed, and it's okay, but then I'm falling asleep. And it is amazing how many children were removed off the breast because of the mother's habits during pregnancy, not taking into consideration what type of lifestyle the baby would be leading to support her as well as the baby itself. So again, it's like self-control, doing my thing as opposed to your thing. Does it really get what we want for our thing? And that is the gift that self-control gives us. So as I said earlier, it's really important for us to recognize that self-control is not interfering with my thing. It is allowing our thing to come to a resonance, a vibration, where our thing now is evolved and appreciated, so that everybody gets the benefit when there is self-control. So, this article has been researched for over 30 years. They took and observed a lot of people here. To regulate our impulses and desires is indispensable to success in living and working with others. Now, I agree to that partially, but I can just tell you that it is indispensable for you to be able to navigate a human body and to be able to communicate with it, for it to execute what you want it to execute in the outer world. It is critical that you have to have personal self-control over your thinking and your avatar. Doesn't even include other people yet. Control is necessary for success. And then obviously, once we have that personal self-control, then we can talk about your thing, our thing. But it has to start initially with you. Now, this is, you know, nothing magical about this. This is just very clear. We know that if we're going to be comfortable with ourselves, that our avatar is going to work for us the way we want it to, it's going to smell the way that we want it to, it's not going to have problems with infections, issues with the skin, that kind of thing. You've got to learn self-control over what? Your bladder, over your bowel. For you to be able to be just comfortable even with yourself. And so most of us don't think of toilet training as a form of developing self-control, but it is. Okay? We don't think of bowel control as a form of self-control, but it is. And we find that when that self-control is not accomplished, that it's quite comfortable for them to do our thing, okay? Older and just a lot of other stuff. It is a problem, and that starts very young in life. And we have, again, a lot of children, they struggle with that. Okay, now let me tell you a little story here that's so sweet. I went to a continuous education meeting, a CME, and that CME happened to be on, you know, genital urinary health. Okay, genitals, obviously, your genital organs, and then urinary organs, male or female, they have very much have to be cared for the same way. So it was all combined together. So we had a urologist come and he did his presentation, and it was interesting perspective that he presented. So he went and he spent his whole summer in Africa just traveling around. And as a urologist, you know, he obviously had a penchant for paying attention to people's urinary bowel habits. And he noticed something. He noticed that in many, many areas, as they went through the bush and villages and things like that, the babies did not have diapers on. And many of the babies did not have any type of clothes on them other than them being tied up in the mother's pouch that she used to carry the babies with. Otherwise, the baby would be held on the mother, supported by the arms, with no clothes. But he never observed that any mother's clothes had urine on them. They never had any feces on their clothing. And so he was like, well, wow. Well, they don't have any pampers. They don't have any diapers on the baby. But why aren't the mother's clothes stained? You know, they don't have water. So why then is the baby not contaminated? So, therefore, he did some first research, and he found that the mother was on a training the children very early. And it was interesting, the pictures that he exhibited to us. He was able to show how the mother taught the baby as early as 6 months of age how to control their bowel, initiating self-control. And so what they would do was that as they would nurse and notice the elimination habits of the child, they would actually hold their legs out, the mother, in a sitting position, and then position the baby over her leg like a frog. So if you see a frog, you know how a frog looks like it's kind of stooping. The back legs and the front legs are placed so the baby's arms and hands would be on the mother's knee and thigh, and then the hind legs would be spread laterally like a frog, and then the baby got it. Then I release my bowels, I release my urine. So therefore, she would hold her legs out either over the grass or some particular area off of the main road or off the main walkway, and that's how the baby would eliminate itself. So there was never any need for a pamper. So they don't need pampers because they can toilet train the babies in this way very early. And also this is the reason why the mother's clothing was never stained, because how they held the babies were never put in the frog leg position until it was time for them to release their bowel. So just the positioning of the baby that was hooked into the memory bank and reflex system of the baby's nervous system, and the baby was toilet trained as early as 6 months. Now, it was so amazing because then he says, but here in America, the children can't do that, okay? That it takes 2 years, usually, for the melanin recessive children to gain enough control consciously over the bladder, over the rectum, to be able to control their bowel and their bladder. And so from there, then he went on and finished his presentation then about the type of urinary bowel care and the neurologic relationship for the neurologic development of westernized individuals who happen to be melanin, who happen to be melanin receptive. I was amazed with that. And that, again, was a second. That was a second opportunity to recognize that, again, melanin is influencing the level of tissue development, muscle development, and many other things. So, again, we recognize that environmental factors definitely play a very, very important role in personal, individual self-control. So my thing, having self-control over me is extremely important so that we can do our thing. So I'll be right back after this message, and then let's take a look at this further about self-control. Be right back.
What does the 21st century hold for you? The opportunity to create all you desire in this 21st century is awaiting you in Alaska. Come, join Dr. Jewel and the world-famous Stephanie South from the Law of Time in Anchorage in Fairbanks, Alaska, September 17th through September 23rd for a total life-transforming experience under the Northern Lights auroras. Visit www.juis.education or call 770-383-2112 for details.
And if you are just tuning in, welcome. You have tuned in to the Dr. Jewel Show, and I am just excited to be here with you. And we are moving right along. As a matter of fact, we've had quite a few technical difficulties, but one thing I love about self-control, you learn how to focus. You learn how to focus, and that makes anything able to be accomplished. So we're moving right along here. And so the show is having some technical interruptions, but called in. And I want to recognize you for calling in. So my engineer, you want to let me speak to a few people before I go on further into the importance of self-control. Another name for self-control is guess what? Changing ourselves. How about that? So hello.
Caller 603, you're online. Caller 603. You're online. Hello? Okay, we're going to go to the next caller. Caller 977, you're online. Caller 977, you're online. Okay, we're going to go to the next one. Caller 889, you're on the line.
Greetings, Dr. Jewel.
Greetings, how are you?
I am good. I'm so glad that you're back. I have really been missing you. So my question is about self-control. So you're talking about self-control and discipline. So the self-discipline, because I know when I think of discipline, it's a bad thing or you've done something wrong. Can you speak to the value of discipline and how that supports the self-control?
Okay, well, again, check this out. What is another name for self-control? And another name for self-control is changing ourselves. And so, therefore, this is by far the most critical way that we have to do what? To adapt to our environment. So when we have the capacity to adapt to our environment, that means that not only do we align ourselves with it, but then we can also master it. And so what happens with many people who are not able to change themselves easily, they run into opposition with the environment. And so therefore, that opposition, depending upon the attitudes that be and the circumstances, can lead to very grave confrontation between the environment and the individual because of the inability to change. It's very, very powerful. So we're having a dilemma right now with individuals who in their environment are constantly having confrontation with law enforcement officers, confrontation with other violent factors in the community, confrontation with not being able to change to be able to be employed, whether it's in that I need to be employed by myself, with myself, or to join another group. Can I change to learn something different? Can I change to learn what I do know to use it in a different way? These are all questions that are literally defined as control. And so, therefore, the inability of individuals to change is a real deficit in many people's lives. So this whole perception that people have that they're victims, and this happened, and now I don't have this, and that happened, and look at what I got. But they never, ever look at, was I able to change? Was I able to, quote, adapt? Was I able to go within me and identify a new capability and to express it through my body? And so this is all about the gift that self-control gives you. Self-control also gives you the opportunity to become introspective, that we can go in and ask these questions and ask, how can we adapt or totally transform the circumstances that we in our environment may be having to interact with? So self-control allows you to be able to make a wise decision to participate in our thing. If we have the control and the insight to look at my thing. So does that help you at all?
Yes, that does. That does. And I'm glad you spoke about the inner, you know, being able to go within and look within, because what I found as I began to practice self-control, just listening to you and being able to understand the importance of having access to more tissue, I find that I have more courage to deal with the self, the inner self, and the decisions that I make, the thought processes. So, yes, yeah, very powerful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Very, you're welcome. I think that this is also too important. You know, we have students that are listening, or, you know, their parents may ask them to listen. And it's very interesting, the relationship between self-control and self-esteem. The capacity to assess oneself, the capacity to learn how to utilize the attributes of oneself. When should they speak? When should they touch? When should they lift? When should they be dormant? All of this is really about self-control. And we find that studies have been done to look at students who just thought they were so smart and I could do this and I can learn that so easy, this, that, and the other. But they didn't have a high degree of self-control. And if you just gave them an IQ test, yeah, they were very smart, you know, like myself, very smart, brain is agile, you just pick up everything, not being able to control the body for the not only present but long-term results resulted in these individuals through an organization, through a system, not being able to really get the best grades, the best marks, the highest rewards, because they were not able to govern themselves, to focus and control the mind to get through the process. we find that many times people who are very smart, very agile, they do not have the self-control over their body, over their thinking, over their mind to complete a process. So it's just like a pinball machine. You know, you can put the spring on the pin, catapult it forward, but if you put too much force on it, not enough, it can ricochet and it gets, you know, deterred to the left or to the right. It's not able to go straight ahead because of this inability to control the energy that the individual is releasing at any particular time. So I can bring you back to children who basically the parents almost feel helpless because they say, come and sit down. No, child doesn't want to sit down. Okay, well then stand up. And then it's like, okay, no, we don't. We want to lay out in the floor. Okay. So all of the opportunities that are being offered to the child to accommodate the environment are rejected. And so we wind up then recognizing that we have an individual that is totally out of sync with the environment, out of sync with everyone else, and it's labeled a problem. So therefore, that then moves into repelling, and then we have many individuals that, you know, don't want to be associated with the child, don't want the child in their environment because of the child's inability to have self-control over their own body. So there's been many, many ways to support children in gaining control over the body, especially when they're in public. The old-fashioned methods, of course, were painful. Okay, usually it was some type of pressure placed upon the body, okay, which because of the pain was actually used as a reinforcement to induce certain behavior. And even to this day, that technique is used very much in the military and in other organizations. This has been one of the issues with the fraternities. They don't perhaps have the social, psychological comprehension of what they're doing, but then they used to do what they call phasing or chasing individuals. They were actually creating a conditioning state, a bond, but it's very, you know, painful bond to put people in pain to basically want to have a permanent, long-lasting commitment, okay, to the fraternity or to the sorority. Those are very primitive conditioning techniques, but they did work. But the end result of that is that they also provoke anger and aggression that obviously was released in very disruptive ways, again, back into the society. So we find that, again, self-control, starting with the mother at and committing to live a lifestyle, is very important to induce the willingness of an individual to easily fit into the environment. So I'll be right back after this message.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Please do that. I love that university, that Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living. It's awesome. And I tell you, now that is the university that you want to attend. Instructors, scholars, the time, the energy, the information that they have devoted to becoming the best that they can be in the willingness to change to be the best. Okay, so they are constantly working and evolving their own consciousness. See, what's so interesting about the Jewel University is that we have instructors there that, of course, have gone to other institutions and absorbed their knowledge and have been able to exhibit their competence, that they do know what they were exposed to. But these instructors are willing to go within. You have to remember now, if you listen to my old recording, the back of the brain, the cerebellum, it contains 10,000 years of your incarnation. Oh, yeah. And I'll do a show on that because many of you, depending upon your philosophy of life, you may think this is your first existence in a physical body. It's impossible. It is impossible. If we begin to really study quantum mechanics, quantum physics, we really begin to understand the energetics of life. Everything is always existent. It's always existent. The form may change, but the actual primal in the energy is always present. So you've always existed. Now, was it this year, say, or, you know, 100,000 years ago, et cetera? Well, you have tissues in your body that remember. And the cerebellum, they're finally finding out, they, the scientists, are finally getting closer and closer, recognizing that unique area of the brain, there's something really different than all the other neuron cells of the brain. It is a archive. It is a database. And it has recorded everything that you have seen, done, eaten, gone throughout the universes for the last 10,000 years. And so this inability of individuals to be able to learn how to navigate the inner realm, how to navigate the gateways, how to navigate the energy cycle, or should I say circuits of the body, they cannot go within and get this information that they already know. Change. And this is what's happening with us as we basically now have access to new information, and our instructors spend a significant amount of time going within, moving through the energy gateways, literally, to the body. Did you know that every human body has energy gateways that you can actually go into to gain more energy, to release energy if it's needed? And most of all, what does energy do? It always carries information. So you have information right there available to you. And once you can learn your basic anatomy, learn these energy gateways, et cetera, now you can go within and find out so many fabulous things about yourself. So we are augmenting that in one of our greatest events at the university, and I'll just want to move right into that, is going to Alaska. Okay, Alaska's been getting quite a bit of attention lately over the last couple of years. Of course, we've got this whole pipeline coming out of Siberia, coming on down through Canada, connecting up to Alaska, and it's going to come on down the United States into where? Texas. It's a mega oil pipeline, a reflection of how the brain has expanded to be able to communicate with more sections of itself. Everything is a reflection of neurologic development. And that's why it's so critical that the people who are not focusing on putting their attention on developing their nervous system, do you hear me clapping? Because I'm clapping with every word. They're missing the boat. They're not going to have a free sail and a free reign throughout the 21st century, because it's going to be how well your nervous system is connected and integrated. And so at the university here, that's the first criteria. You've got to make sure that right and left hemisphere of the brain are best friends. As they say, hooked in for life. Okay, it's not going to be you just left brain, you know, you're just right. No, no, no. We make sure those hemispheres are locked in, and that the peripheral nervous system coming from that part of the brain, going through the body to the fingers, to the toes, to the lungs, to the liver, to the spleen, can pick up every sensation. Oh, yeah, and this is a problem. People have peripheral neuropathy. What does that mean? That the nervous system is dying, and their feet and their legs are having issues with the livers, and because the nervous system is not complete. So we're thinking that it's a vaccine that's needed, that it's, you know, some pills, et cetera, and it may be a combination of such, but without that nervous system being able to transmit information to these organs, back to the nervous system, back to your consciousness, from your consciousness, back to the tissue, through these organs, the organs will never be what they can be. So you've got to get the brain online, and then our planet is shifting. A north-south pole flip. We call it a polar shift. It happens every 6,000 years. That's been documented. Okay, the anthropologists, they can show you that. People who are not able to do what? Have self-control, don't make it. Remember what I said self-control was? Self-control is another name for changing ourselves. Write that down, okay? Now somebody should get that tattooed on them. Self-control is another name for changing ourselves. That's powerful. So if you're going to use the body as a billboard, you need to hang some stuff on it that is just incredible and is your truth for the next century. And so when individuals can't change, they can't adapt, when we have these critical shifts that are happening under your feet, that are happening above your head in the air, that all of the organisms around you are shifting and you can't make the shift, no, you're out of here. This is why there are no dinosaurs, because they could not make the shift, okay, and a lot of other organisms. So the shift is upon us. All the changes are here to help you be able to prepare yourself for the quality and the vibration of the 21st century. So what is happening in September? September, for this part of the planet, especially in the North Pole, there is a linear energy grid that is being activated. So with the alignment of the Earth's axis to the sun, which we call at that time the fall equinox, with this information coming onto the North and the South Pole at this time during this 6,000-year shift, there is an energy gradient that is being raised that does what for the entire planet and anyone in those sacred places, and that is a genetic upgrade. We are going there for a genetic upgrade to activate the DNA for 21st century mastery. The information is all there in your genes, but it has to be activated and initiated by a particular type of energy. Profound, isn't it? We'll be right back after this message. I'll give you a little more about that and tell you how you can get involved. Be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neuronutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Remember, our source is a neuron, okay? I love my neurons. I tell you, they got different names, you know, and when there's something that I need to do, I just talk to that part of the brain, and I'm like, okay, parietal lobe, give me the info, okay, what language, definitions, et cetera, okay, all right, okay. I need to focus here. Give me a creative idea. How can we get this done? Turning on the full magic screen. Prefrontal cortex, let's do it. I tell you, looking at a situation, all of a sudden, it becomes animated. You can actually see in your own brain how it just changes and shifts, just like you're looking at a movie. It becomes animated. Amazing. And when you know these areas of your brain and you can communicate with them on command, because you've done the inner studying, hey, you're something that basically nothing on this planet can contend with. It's awesome. Hill was I was looking at the Little Selena series here. And I don't mean like being trivial. I mean that, you know, short little series she has, I like it, on HBO. And, you know, she's on it. She's on it about focus. She's with the little baby. She was looking at the baby in the eyes. The baby was looking at her. And then, of course, the baby couldn't hold focus. And she turned to the left. And then started turning to the right. And she was like, oh, okay, no, you should be looking right here at me. That's the little baby. And you can't hold the focus. But we're going to work on that. And I was like, yes, go, Mother Serena, yes. Because when you can basically focus and obviously help your children to learn how to hold the focus very early in their life, oh boy, are they going to be able to do great things. And that's the foundation for my thing, my personal self-control. Because those people can control themselves and they'll be able to master anything. So we are going to get an upgrade. That's right, because all the coordinates and everything are being brought online. The individual who's speaking with me, a master geomancer, a literary timeline master, Stephanie South. We call her the Red Queen, and she'll be there with me. And because she's such an energy mover, et cetera, she is traveling around the world right now, activating ley lines. Oh, yeah, we can activate ley lines. I mean, that's an old ancient primal quality that we can activate the earth. You can activate ley lines when you have aligned yourself with it. It's a gift that was given for being born into this dimension. So she's activating strategic ley lines that are all moving north during the time of the vernal equinox. And we'll be sitting there under the auroras, which is information carried in light in a plasma form coming from the ninth dimension and beyond, from other star systems, beyond our star system. So you have to understand that our brain has been created to interact in up to 11 dimensions. And so now we're going to go there because the ninth dimension is here bringing us information to activate that DNA that's been dormant all this time. So you have to understand that software programs only function based on the energy field that they're in. So we're going to have to talk more about that, but that'll be in September. Classes for training start today. So call us right away. It's just at the Jewels University. JYS.com to get more information. I love you very much, and I will see you back next week. And this is for tomorrow, our psychonormal and energy hour with Dr. Heather Pierman. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Jewel here each Monday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, Jewess. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your email to info@thejewelnetwork.net.